Well, with me, I have the Letterkenny coach, Adam Bratton. Adam, final score today was 31-14, but very similar to the game down at the Roe Valley. It was a real competition for about 50 minutes. But at the end of the day, Limavady are not on top of the league and have only lost one game this year. And I think you should feel very pleased how your team performed.
Like as you say, it's a bit of a carbon copy of the away game. We go 14-0 up today and we look good, but like Limavady are a good side and you could never get comfortable. We had a card just about 25 minutes in, which just sort of changed it, and they went in the ascendancy. And look, fair play to them. I thought they played very, very well, and probably that's where we're aspiring to get to. They just have that ruthlessness to put you away. So look, full credit to them.
But I mean, the thing is that those two games against Limavady can only help your team, because as I said, you know, the 50 minutes down to Roe Valley was tremendous, but you repeated that today, and it's experience and the know-how. I mean, looking at that Limavady team today, there's a lot of boys that played a lot of senior rugby in that team, and they've got the experience and know-how when to get the points when they're necessary, when they're there.
As you say, that's where we have to get to, and you only get that through experience and being in those tight games. But look, we can take a lot of heart out of Carrick last week as well, who we held up until about 65-70 minutes as well, and it shows we're capable. We probably just need that wee bit more depth and I'm coming off the bench for the last 20 that can make that impact. But look, it's a work in progress, but there's a lot of positives to take out of it. But equally, like, you know, when we're there, we need to be better. And I said to the guys after, look, we do have to take a wee look at ourselves, because we can't constantly be in that maybe team that are in it with 15, 20 to go and satisfied with that. So look, that's something to work on.
Well, it's interesting you say Carrick. I mean, you're talking about playing the top two of the top three sides in the last 2 weeks. And if you gauge your performance as how you felt about it, I mean, that again must be given confidence.
It is, and we have Ards next week as well. It's been a tough January, but to play the top three and be well in the fight, and that's what we said before, you know, just stick in the fight, and ultimately we'd be beaten by both of them, but if we can maintain that performances for the rest of the season, we'll be good. But it's just we really away to Ards next week, we want something from that game. Alright, I think we're capable of going and beating them. We had a second half down here where we missed a 2v1 and we should have took the 5 points against them, so we'll rise to the occasion and dust ourselves off. I think we have a few knocks. Jack Spear is concussed, so he'll be a big loss in the back row, and Ben Scott went off early today, which disrupted a few bits, and his brother Peter was missing, so it wasn't an ideal week of preparation, but look, these boys will rally around and put up a fight, and we did today.
Well, getting rid of the top three, at least it gives you a chance now. The final three games, or three or four games, I'm not sure how many you have left with any cancellations, but the final three or four games, I mean, you'll be targeting virtually one in every one of those.
Well, yeah, we four games will be home to Academy, away to Larne, home to Monaghan, and home to Lisburn, which are sides that, you know, we think we're thereabouts with, and I think Letterkenny's a tough place to come. We've got a good run in as such for the rest of the season, and we'll play Ards next week. We'll dust ourselves off, have our break, and then we'll go hard for those last four games.
Okay, Adam, well, all the best anyway, as I say. Hopefully I'll maybe see one of those games towards the end of the season. But I mean, I think it's positivity that you're taking out of these two games, rather than, I mean, it would be different if you were beaten 31-12 and you weren't in the game. But this, I think that you realise that you know, there's a big progress has been made.
Yeah, that's, as we said, Dick, we're definitely not the completed article. We're going the right direction, and Richie and I both said in the huddle after the boys, you know, don't let the highs get too high when you're winning, and certainly don't let the lows get too low whenever you lose. So we'll dust ourselves off, we'll rally around, and we'll come out swinging again next week against Ards.